Chapter 1. An Age of Suspicion. The bastard! He doesn't exist! Samuel Beckett. Endgame. Imposters, drunkards, and flat earthers. Frederick II, Holy Roman Emperor, King of Sicily, Germany, Italy, and Jerusalem, was perhaps the most powerful ruler of the Middle Ages. According to Pope Gregory IX, he was also an unbeliever. In 1239, the Pope accused Frederick of calling Moses, Jesus, Christ, and Mohammed charlatans and deceivers who had fooled the entire world, of scoffing at the notion that a virgin could give birth to the God who created nature, and of maintaining that one should accept as truth only that which is proved by force of reason. The Pope and the Emperor were bitter and long-standing enemies, and these charges were certainly exaggerated, but it is true that Frederick had a voraciously curious mind. He had been asking his favourite scholars some alarming questions. Where is God? Where are heaven, hell, and purgatory? What is beyond heaven? What is the soul? Is it immortal? If so, why do the dead never return? Rumour had it that one of those scholars, Pietro della Vigna, had not only suggested to Frederick that Moses, Christ, and Mohammed were frauds, but had written a book arguing the case, of the three impostors. There is, in fact, no evidence that this book ever existed, yet it became notorious purely on the basis of that wickedly alluring title. For nearly five centuries, dreadful tales of it were whispered. Della Vigna's name was eventually forgotten, but his imaginary book was not. Almost every unnerving or scandalous figure of the next few centuries was at some point credited with having written of the three impostors: Giovanni Boccaccio, Niccolò Machiavelli, Miguel Servetus, Giordano Bruno, and many more. Scholars, eccentrics, and troublemakers hunted for copies. A scandalous Swedish princess offered a bounty for it. It was easy enough to meet someone who had met someone who had once seen the book, but not to get any closer. Finally, in the early 18th century, enterprising French atheists actually wrote a book to go with a fearsome title. Inevitably, the result was an anticlimax. If we want to understand unbelief in the Middle Ages, the supposed age of faith, Of the Three Impostors is a good place to start. Like the book, medieval unbelief existed in the imagination rather than in any fully articulated form. It was a rumour, not a manifesto, an inarticulate suspicion, not a philosophical programme. Its vagueness was what made it powerful. It is sometimes said that atheism in pre-modern times was simply impossible. This claim, supposedly made by the great French literary historian Lucien Febvre, is now routinely dismissed by historians of atheism. But Febvre's point was subtler than that. He was well aware that medieval and 16th century Europeans frequently attacked religion, sometimes in scabrous terms, and that they readily accused one another of unbelief. His point was simply that, like Of the Three Impostors, these attacks and accusations had no substance. They were simply imaginings of what atheism might be. As such, Febvre concluded with magnificently Gallic disdain, unbelief of this kind did not matter, historically speaking.